Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. We are live from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and we are talking about the Ross Hill Hour. You've been waiting for it for the last couple months now. We've been talking about it. But right now, on the line, we've got Ross Hill. We're going to turn it over to him. This is his show. This is his hour. Y'all get a grip. You're listening to Ross Hill on themakingeight.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's good to have everybody.
What do you think, man? This is it. This is your show. Let's do it up, man. What do you have for us?
Man, you know, it's kind of spur of the moment. I hate to bring up a sore topic right off the bat, but I've been hunting solid pretty all year, and I missed a big 8-point this afternoon, man, and I'm gonna say that, and I'm going to get it over with. So enough said there. My shirt tail got cut. It's you know, it's one of them things. It's just got to have it. But anyway, it was an awesome hunt, man. I just kind of prayed that I'd get to see something, that, you know, and not have just a dead year. And, you know, we don't shoot nothing really small. So, you know, I'd just been waiting all year, and then there he was. And I blooped the shot, man. Come on, I felt like Brett Favre passing on the 28-yard line.
I can only picture you up in a tree stand, man, starting to shake, rattle, and roll when you see that big 8-point come across your path.
Well, you know me better than getting a diggum tree stand. I personally want to stay to the ground so I ain't got to, take any more injury risk of falling out.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you for sure. So what's going on tonight, man? I know you obviously had a rough day missing that 8-point, but what's been going on with the Ross Hill, man?
Everything's good, man. 2010 started off strong. I've been fortunate to work a rodeo every weekend this year, and I'm going to try to keep that rolling at a pretty steady angle. I had an awesome Christmas this year, this last year, and shoot, 2010 just couldn't have come at a better time. I'm ready to get some stuff swapped over. Just got my YMCA membership, man. I'm just working on the ins and outs of life. I'm turning into a new set of sales, I guess you can say. I remember in high school, reading that every 7 years your body replenishes every cell, you know, and I guess here I am turning 27 now, I'm turning 28. I feel my body turning and my taste buds getting different and my, you know, I think a little bit different. Believe it or not, I might be growing up a little bit, you know, as bad as I hate to say it.
Wow, man, that's almost hard to believe now. You know, that couldn't have happened more than just within the last couple of weeks because, boy, I'll tell you what, you're still like a kid at heart when I seen you down there in LaBelle.
Well, that's just doing what you love. I don't think, you know, I know a lot of guys that do what they love and fight wheels for a living, and they'd go if they don't still act 12. But, hey, as a rodeo clown, there's no one saying yay or nay to how you act, you know, and since we're in public and around ladies and whatnot, but we have a good time. All the guys get together and it seems to stomp up a little bit, but yeah, those SSBRs, man, it's a good group of guys, so it's hard to get down there and not have a good time.
Well, hey, I got a question for you, man. Did you get the cotton candy stains out of the carpet up there in the room?
You know what? I'd never heard anything back on that, so I guess we got it handled. We got the suite up there. For those of you who don't know, it was the last motel room in there, and they decided to give us a suite, and it was me and that JoJo Sullivan, Lane Hartzog, Wesley Cryer, pretty rough group to be having the suite on your credit card. Well, 2 days we wound up not getting any extra charges. That second day we come in there and these guys had done got the sugar box from the lobby and was making cotton candy in the hotel room, and they was uncertified as anybody I've ever seen on a cotton candy machine. They was putting too much blue in there, and I'm talking about did have this whole motel room looking like a little Smurf office.
Well, what was funny was watching some of those cowboys that were up there partying up in your room the next morning, walking around with blue lips and blue tongues and everything else, man.
Oh, man, it was a bad off. Yeah, they come back down, and every one of them, I knew what happened when I seen a couple of them smiling. They'd gone in and gotten in the cotton candy machine, and they're uncertified. Boy, we had a good time with that.
Man. Well, hey, while we got a chance, let's just give that number out there for the fans that are tuning in and want to give us a shout. 646-915-9940. If you want to talk on the Ross Hill Hour, bring it to us. Let's see what you got.
Scott, we're looking at one of my good buddies, Matt the Cat, for my first edition. I'm going to break him out as my artist of the hour, and I really feel like this kid's come a long ways. The Sunbuck is just an outstanding songwriter and writes his music, too. I can't say enough about him. Matt the Cat Thompson's his name. And I think I got you some CD. I got you some songs downloaded and whatnot, right?
Yes, sir. We're fired up, ready to go, man, if you want to break out some of those songs.
Let me see if I can break my man up.
Matt the Cat. You're on air, studio.
How was my mute there? Did it work? I'm kidding.
Not at all. We heard everything.
My studio is still on a telephone, guys, so give me a month or so to get the computer thing figured out, and we'll have something working.
Oh, yeah, right on, man. We're gonna upgrade. You know, this is the debut show here, the debut Ross Hill Hour. So, you know, as things progress and you kind of work out some of the cobwebs here, man, you're gonna roll with this show. We know it, man. The fans are gonna love it. We're gonna talk everything from country music to politics to whatever you got in store, man. It's gonna be a good hour.
All right, good deal. Well, I got Matt the Cat with me. This hand here, once again, I tell you, the first song we're going to let everybody hear is a song he wrote about Mexico. I'm going to let him tell the story. Matt the Cat, introduced. Here he is. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm trying to stay warm, man. I'm trying to make it through my truck and freezing. I'm sitting here with a little pullover on. Ross got a whole thermo outfit on.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about some of this music you got going on now. You know, Ross was just telling us a little bit about you. You write your own music and all. You know, we got a couple of your songs here ready to play. If you want to talk about them, we'll break out into a little break and let some of these fans hear some of your music.
Oh, yeah, man, that sounds good. Yeah, I've been writing songs. The first song I wrote, I was 13 years old. And, like, I knew then that I just loved it, you know. It became just a big part of my life and playing guitar and stuff. And I just, you know, continued to write and growing in it. And before you know it, I got songs out there and stuff, you know, floating around. So, doing pretty good. But it's a real passion, you know. It's a real big passion of mine. But, yeah, I got some songs on there. One of the songs that's called Breaking Me In. I go on Ross, rodeos and stuff, man. We go around. I travel with him, help him out, you know, as much as I can. Try to. He's hard to keep after, you know what I'm saying? He runs around crazy place. It's hard to keep up with him, but you know, I meet a bunch of people, learn a bunch of things, and just inspires a bunch of music, and that's been a lot of my inspiration here lately, just going to these rodeos and meeting all these, you know, people and their stories and everything. But Yeah, I got a song called Breaking Me that I sent you. It's about just a happy relationship kind of deal.
If you want, we're gonna take a short break, and we're gonna let the fans break in and actually hear Matt the Cat out here break things down from Alabama. What do you say?
Oh yeah, sounds good.
Rock on.
All right, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Y'all are listening to the Ross Hill Hour on MakingEight.com.
I play guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. She's breaking me in. I like bars, she hates crowds. She's shy, but I am loud. I stay awake, but she says now. She's breaking me in.
World champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to the Damned Old Ross Hill Show from Alabama.
All right, we're back, man. I got to tell you, Matt, that was some great music right there, man.
Hey, appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Matt, that was an outstanding song there. You have not even introduced to me yet. You know, one thing about Matt, I've known him here about 3 or 4 years, and every year this cat will come up with about 18, 20 different songs, and I can't get a tops list. I can't put him a greatest hits list down because a CD won't hold all the songs. He's steadily writing new music and switching over to a new lingo, and he's got some older stuff I think y'all might really appreciate. One of the songs that really stands out in this area and with our family and with the rodeo crew and about everybody that he introduces or that I introduce him to or that he runs across is an old song by the name of Old Mexico. You couldn't get it on there? Oh, man, hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
I tell you what, for the next I use that in one of my closing songs or whatever. But yeah, Old Mexico has a good story behind it and all. Matt, what other songs did you get going down?
Let's see. I got a song that I did. I sent over there. It's called When We Were Young, and it's just basically, you know, you reach a point in life where you can kind of, you feel, you know, I've grown up, I've become, you know, much of an adult as I ever, you know, going to be. And you kind of look back on the crazy stuff you used to do, and, it's, you know, you realize, man, you know, back when we were young, we were pretty young, you know, kind of immature. But that's one that I sent you over there.
You got that one handy there, Scott?
I do, Ross, but hey, before we do, man, we got a caller on the line. You mind if we jump on over and take this guy?
Get out of town. Let's hear what he's got to say.
All right, man. He's on with us right now.
Ross, I want to know how I get certified to sell cotton candy.
Well, let me tell you something. It's funny you say that because these guys down here operating the cotton candy machine uncertified will ruin a cotton candy machine. They'll ruin the hotel room. They ruin your guitar. They ruin anything within sight that anything could be turned to a Smurf. Certified, I think I could run you through about a three-hour class. It'll cost you about $750, and I can have you ready to run a cotton candy machine.
Is a teacher certified?
Well, I mean, I certified myself, so in a sense that I made myself certified, then I would be, can I certify myself? That's what I need to know.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. Certified in making money, does that count with making cotton candy?
I guess not. There ain't no dirty money there.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, like high school, because I want to certify and get me a diploma, you know, because I didn't graduate. So we got to work on something like that.
I want to put it in a picture frame.
Hey, you know, I'm going to take the first guess as Wacy Munsell on the line there.
Yeah.
Wacy, am I right?
Yeah.
That is awesome, dude. Listen, Wacy Munsell is my first caller ever. I appreciate you, Wacy. Much love. Dadgum, man, I enjoyed going to Vegas with you this year. Me and Wacy, I picked him up in Amarillo, and we drove the limousine all the way out to Vegas, and old 89 Cadillac. I think Wacy was a little skeptical if he was going to make it or not, but one good thing about a trooper is he didn't have no problem jumping in, buckling up, and saddling up, and getting on with it.
I smoked an Indian there.
Yeah, Wacy. Go ahead.
I met Wacy out there in Vegas. He was saying something about there wasn't enough room in the limo, man. How are you going to not have enough room in a limo for all his stuff?
Well, I think you just threw into all his stuff is really what correlates where our room-ish went. One, we had Dylan Carter, that's Rob Smets' daughter there, and she packs a little bit less than Wacy Munsell. And then we had Wacy Munsell in his booth spot and all his career highlights of pictures and dadgum booth space. And then we had Rob Smets' golf clubs. I think out of the equivalence of everybody's stuff, I had probably an eighth of what was in the car. I got to say this. The one nap that I did take on the way out there, I let my good buddy, Wacy Munsell, drive. And within about an hour of napping, this sumbuck almost runs over a dead Indian. Wacy, could you fill us in a little bit about that?
Oh, I can. Oh, we're clicking along. We're outside Holbrook, Arizona, about 16 miles, and everybody's asleep. Dylan, she's kind of just passing in and out there, and I see something about 50 yards ahead of us, and, you know, I don't know what it is, and it's a daggum Indian laying in the middle of the road on the striped line there, and he just sits up, looks at me, and rolls over to the other lane.
Wow.
Scared me.
So it's just shortly after, we had some buddies we found out the next morning that was following us probably about 15, 30 minutes behind us. And Interstate 40 shut down for, I guess, 30 minutes to an hour, they say. And I even got a report that one of those guys claimed to run over a foot.
Wow. I'll tell you what,
I don't know if
warning anybody. when you're driving through Arizona, when you're driving through Arizona, look out for the Indians, man. Either that or look out for Wasey Munsell driving.
You know, I'm not too scared of Wasey's driving. He did a great job of dodging the Indian. I think, you know, we thought about calling the Indian in. Then we were thinking, no, don't call him in. They might report us, you know, for robbing his dude and throwing him out of the limo. I don't know. So somebody behind us didn't have to call him in. They went ahead and trucked him. I don't know. It's a bad deal. I don't know if that's a peyote trip there that he was affected on, but something had him laying I don't know if it was a death wish or what, because he was at least 20 miles from either town, either way. So he may have been staying in a teepee beside the cactus out there in the ditch somewhere, but he was a long ways from town.
Well, you know what? You know what probably got him up and out of the way is when he saw them big old bullhorns stretched out across that limo coming at him.
Yeah, you play with the bull, you get the horn, you know.
Hey, you know what? We just actually, Ross, while we're talking about those bullhorns, man, I actually have got a set of bullhorns out here at this ranch that we just moved out to, man. And I'm looking at their smaller set. I'm looking to put them on my motorcycle, man. What do you think?
That's you, Scott. Mount him on for sure, buddy.
I'm gonna send you a big old picture, man. You got it on your Cadillac. I got it on my motorcycle.
I hope you don't intend on hitting anybody with the motorcycle.
Yeah, that would be bad news, wouldn't it? Hey, just like you said, though, you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Hey, but the problem is, I don't know that there's gonna be enough horn there to handle the business. That you might wind up with a little something yourself, there, Scott.
That's true, man. That's true.
I could see Scott already trying to run into somebody. The somebody monkey humping his bike, grabbing Scott by the head, hanging on for dear life. Scott got the throttle wide open, don't know which way to go. Scott, I think you better take those horns off your motorcycle.
Yeah. All right, Ross, we might just have to do that then.
Wait for Munsell.
I can just see. I look out the mirror and see some guy coming up behind me, fast on a rope with a rope swinging. You know, like, oh God, them ropers out there, man, they're liable to get me.
Yeah, there's a lot of top hands in Florida that would probably get a kick out of that.
Pretty good new idea for an event, motorcycle roping.
Hey, that it.
Yeah, right.
Scott, could you introduce that for us? You think we could bring your bike to the next good event we have down south and maybe get a little motorcycle roping going down? I've seen motorcycle bullfighting on Johnny Knoxville. We could do something new.
You got it, man. You got it. We'll do it. I'll bring the bike and the horns, man.
Matt the cow.
Yep.
Y'all heard it. So who's getting the rope? Right. Do I get the rope?
Hey, if you think you can catch it, the rope it, go for it.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. I better pick another roper. Hey, I want to say one thing since I got world champion bullfighter on the phone. Wasey Munsell was the high mark fight of the week down at the Thunder Eagle Games. Much props to him, Scott. I wish I had a button to do an applause. You don't have that for me, do you?
Let me see.
Well, a little late, but I'm going to work on my computer graphics and get this going.
We're way late on that, man. Way late.
2 months, though. We're late 2 months, though. That's what I'm talking about. But,
hey.
Sure. That might be a bigger applause than what I got out there.
But that's
pretty
good.
Dusty and I were both up there in the broadcast booth, man, and we were both cheering you on. That was one heck of a bull you put on over there, Wasey.
Yeah, I might have heard you. I can't really remember.
No, you heard Dusty for sure, because he was blowing my head off up there. Dusty was excited. I love to see a good bullfight, you know, right there in front of your face, but it's another thing when you see a good bullfight and you're on the mic.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what, too. You know what was funny was watching him stand up there. He'd be sitting up next to me, and I asked him, I'm like, man, Dusty, you want to sit down? He said, no, I can't. He's over there biting his fingernails. Man, he wanted to be in that arena so daggone bad. Y'all was just rubbing it into him, especially turning out some of those bullfights like you did.
Yeah, I really hate that Dusty can't be there, but at the same time, I really love it. I mean, is that okay to say, Wasey?
Yeah. I think I'd rather been in his shoes, though.
Hey, anybody gets to NFR, I definitely say take your choice there and go to what we all dream to go to. But you know, for the most part, Dusty Tuckness, this could beat anybody there in that freestyle deal. So it's, I think about 10 of us was thinking it's a good thing he did make the NFR.
Mhm.
Yeah, there's no doubt, man.
Well, you won't have me there next year. I hope. Hopefully next year I'll be there with him.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I forgot to tell you all that.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I've no other plans for it, but it sounded good, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I got to get my circuit finals in, man. I'm just gonna float it and see where it goes. I'm not sweating it. This life isn't on a timetable. You just live every day like it's the last day, and it'll all play out in the end, you know.
Yep. Hey, I'm taking up collections for teeth.
For teeth?
Teeth.
Fees?
You didn't hear? I'm surprised it ain't gotten down that far yet.
No, what are you talking about?
Man, I got tooth knocked out in Denver.
No kidding. Did you have to enter the bullfight up there?
No, this was protecting Brandon Reynolds.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna write a song about it.
Nice. I'm gonna write a song about it. Matt the Cat said he'll write a song about it.
I'll write your song, man.
Yeah, but shoot, I even got a spur through the cheek, too, in the whole process.
That was the same time you lost the tooth?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're going to have to fill me in a little bit better, Wacy, because all I'm seeing is Brandon Reynolds kicking a spur in your face. You sure you wasn't kissing his girlfriend?
Yeah, I didn't even hit on her.
All right, so fill us in here. What happened? What did Brandon get on? Give us a little insight.
He got on one of Trent West's bulls, black one-horn bull. He throwed him down in there, and I stepped in, took a hit, and as I was going down, Brandon was going up the chutes, and his heel and my cheek decided to meet.
Oh, no. Nicely done. And so I don't take it that it hurt Brandon's spur.
I don't think so. It might have bent it, you know, maybe a half inch or so, but not too bad.
So did it knock one of your molars that way?
No, a canine tooth.
Hey, you're going to go in and get it replaced with a Dracula? I mean, then you could be looking like the leprechaun Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be looking like that little horror film leprechaun guy.
Oh, man. So good to have you on the show, Wacy. I actually didn't plan to have any callers, so that wrapped everything into a positive direction for me. I don't have to talk completely one whole hour. Yeah, you know, it's funny, Wacy, I think you can concur with this, but everybody's, when I told them about one hour show, I don't know if I can do it, they're all, man, you talk 1 hour all the time, man, surely you can get an hour in.
Oh, yeah.
When I got to thinking about it, man, 1 hour is a heck of a long time to say anything, you know, intellectual the whole time. So
I wrote that word down.
I got a little memo here. I got a couple fine-tuned words I have to use, and I'm actually kidding, but it sounded good, huh?
Yeah.
You know, Ralph, that was the problem. When we first talked about you doing a show, you said, oh, man, I just want to talk for an hour. You know, we figured, oh, that was great. We didn't expect you to have to talk smart.
Yeah. Well, I actually feel better about the show now that you didn't.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man, this is a good time. You know, Wace, like I said, man, I know we really enjoyed seeing you, man. You got to get back over east side here, man. Hopefully we'll be able to work our way up and see you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and one more thing, Wace. I'm sorry, go ahead, bud.
I said maybe Ross can hook me up with some rodeos down that way.
That's what I was just fixing to spill it. The AFVs, I don't know if you heard, but Chad Ellis and the cat that brought the bulls to Fort Worth or whatever for Dusty and them, he's putting on some pretty damn good freestyle deals, and he's going to have some this year that are 15-mans, and I'm definitely going to need you to come, or we're going to need you to come. I know you're booked up through a lot of the, you know, prime season, but I need to get you these dates as soon as he gets them so you can, you know, maybe get in two or three of them because he's talking about having a good finals, you know, trying to get $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 up for the finals. So they'll be worth going to two or three events and putting you a couple wins in, you know.
Right.
But I don't know. You go and beat your bulls, man. He's got all a bunch of good bulls. Nothing's too hot. He's got the really bad sunbuck he's got, that Raging Cajun that I sold him. Bull knocked my teeth out in Lexington, Kentucky, hung me under my knee brace, towed me across the arena, and broke my knee brace. I had it happen again last night. We was at a CBR in Memphis, Tennessee, and this little rooster bull, one of Chuck Donaldson's old bulls, just right there in the gate, really, really hooky. And old kid fell off, and I come in there and grabbed him up against the bucking chutes and got him deep. This sunbuck got up under my knee brace and popped the same two bolts out again or whatever that keep breaking. So I had to put the tape job on it, you know, the duct tape on it, so it won't break again. Anyway, we're looking at a new brace. So Wacy Munsell, with all your connections and your two new braces, hook a brother up.
I'll see what I can do.
I'll see what I can do. If I've ever heard a no, that's it.
Really? You just got to get out of, like Rick Foster or somebody with...
Yeah, I know. I've talked to them 3 or 4 times. They've all said it. You bring your brace in, send it in, this and that. Every time I send my... Man, what am I going to do when I send my brace in and don't have it for 2 months or a month or whatever, you know? So that's just one of them choices. I've been leaning on not sending it in. Heck, I got a rodeo every weekend, and they're working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? And there ain't much that tape can't fix.
Right.
Hey, perfect example of that, Andy Burrell.
What about him?
I said there ain't many problems that tape can't fix. Perfect example of that, the Andy Burrell.
Yeah.
If anybody could be legitimately sponsored by tape as a bullfighter, I think it would be Andy Burrell in a sense too. Yeah, we ought to talk to him about that and work in a little 23 or 25% commission on his sponsorships, Wace.
Yeah, I'm always down for making money.
Yeah, I see you trying to get certified on your cotton candy already.
I'm going to get certified to go sell cotton candy.
Well, see, we need a candy man in the Midwest. That's one thing we don't have. We got a candy man in the Northwest. We got a candy man in the Southeast. We got one in Louisiana. That'd be Casey Cragen and Chris Reeves. And we could show you. Hey, your sister would be dadgum sure handy at cotton candy. You know that.
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
Now, I ought to introduce that to her, and that could be me a percentage cut there.
There you go.
Get her certified.
Yeah, just let her go to school. I'm out of school.
Yeah, not just that. She could probably get Ada. You know, that's a good $2,500 event if a man works it right.
Yeah.
First year I started doing cotton candy, I broke my back, and I had to do something to cut the bills, so I go in and get a cotton candy machine out of my dad's shop, and I plug it up, and this son of a buck, man, starts spitting cotton candy everywhere. So I take it to high school rodeo. I make $600 on it, so I made more than I'd have made fighting bulls. So then I take it to another little rodeo here and there, and I make about $1,500, you know, just more than I can make here and there. Next thing you know, I go to a big bull fight, my first one to come back there, Rex Dunn's, in Ada, Oklahoma, and I sell cotton candy there, make about $2,200 in cotton candy. Win the bullfight and made $2,800 in the bullfight. Here I'm looking at my pocket thinking, I don't know which guy's got the better odds, but the cotton candy man about come out with the same amount of money as the ivory enema and the bullfighter.
Yeah.
So we definitely should set your sister up. That way she could come around and match your first place checks everywhere, Wesley.
Sure, you bet.
I know Doug wouldn't have a problem with that.
I don't think so.
Hey, he ain't online listening, is he?
I don't think so. I'm taking stuff for him, too.
Yo, cool. tell Doug that we're going to start having this show every month, man. He needs to start tuning in and calling in. I'd like to have some calls in and out of him.
All right, we can do that.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Scott, yeah.
Hey, man, I don't mean to jump in here, but I'm just looking at the pictures on Wacy's Facebook, man. Woo, he looks purdy with that missing tooth.
No, you didn't post it. All right, so Scott, do you want to get to a call and you think we could get one of those pictures of Wacy's no tooth on the internet site?
Hey, we might just be able to do that, man. I'll have to work on that here shortly. But you know what? We actually got another caller on the line, man. You want to let Wacy go or you want to hang on to him?
Nah, leave him on there. Can you stay on and let the other guy come?
All right. Hey,
please tell me that we got a girl caller.
Oh, we're gonna bring them in here. We're gonna see who we got.
Well, if it's a girl, I probably won't talk to her.
Why? Well, because you're too smitten.
Hey, the Ross Hill Hour, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello, come in.
You know what? We lost them. We lost them, man. I don't know what it is. It sounded like they had a bad connection there, so we'll see if they won't call back here. We can't jump back here and get them on the line.
Yeah, it was probably somebody from Alabama.
Yeah, probably another one of them Muscle Shoals guys, huh?
Yeah, I would guess by the no service.
Yeah, could be, man, could be. Well, I'll tell you what, you had me sweating bullets there. I didn't even know if you was going to be able to call in to get on the show with us.
No, I made it, man. We got out of the woods there. I don't know if Lacey heard, but I missed an 8-point today, man. Made me sick, freaking big moon rack, and I had a 30-30 with iron sights on it, man, and I just couldn't see, like, up in the brush pretty good ways from me, and I don't know why I didn't have my good gun in there, but I was trying to go with that gun poncho and left, you know, and then trying to be a wild, wild west with my 30-30 and winds up shooting 10 times and didn't hit nothing.
Man, you ought to open your eyes and quit sleeping.
I actually was asleep when he slipped up on me, but I called him before he left.
Hey, Ross, I think we got him back on the line, buddy.
All right, click him.
It's Ross Hill.
Oh, no. We're going to have to get right. Scott, have the beep button real fast and always be able to disconnect just in case this is the baby's mom or something.
I am your number one fan. You have inspired me to be a bullfighter myself.
This has got to be the real
way. I can sign up for the Ross Hill School.
The Ross Hill School. All right, well, We are you wanting to apprenticeship in cotton candy, ma'am, or are you wanting to be a bullfighter?
I want to be a bullfighter. I was just wondering if we get hands-on experience, too. I really want to take the bull by the horns.
Hey, Wacy, you think you could start me out in this class here, man?
No, I can't.
This is my sister, man. I can't do hands-on training and everything. My sister...
Oh, I suppose I could.
No, I'm joking. It's definitely not my sister. Brianna, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
She we just lost her again, man. It's got to be one of the Alabama callers, man. She keeps...
Brianna, where'd you go? Oh, we could write a song about that, too, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, man. You're doing a lot better than I am. It took me at least 3 or 4 shows before I got any pretty women calling in my show, so... You're doing
hey,
all right there, Ross.
Pretty woman, too. You should, she is a beautiful woman. She's a top hand. Her dad is Marshall Hall up here and around the area. Ronnie Paul Waldrop, good hand. He's team roper and everything up here in the area. That's his niece, I guess you would say. But anyway, she's in the rodeo family up here and just a good guy. Just got married here this last year to a good guy over there in Moulton, so... We support her and all she does, and I'm glad that she supports me. She's funny, man. She's a good hoot, and one thing about that gal, I bet she will be the number one fan. So I'm honored to have her.
Right on, man. Well, hey, listen, we only got about 20 minutes left in your show. Hey, we only got about 20 minutes left, so if you want, we can either hold off and kind of debut some of Matt's other songs later on. Or we can, we can kind of take a break if you want and see if we can't give these guys an opportunity to refill their bottles, hit the keg, whatever it is that they do up there in Alabama. And, we could take a short break and jump over and play another one of Matt's tunes. What do you think?
I tell you what, won't you bust out two of Matt's tunes for us? And I'll let Matt introduce these two tunes. And I'll take a break because my battery's about to go dead, same sense. And I'll turn you over to Matt right now. We'll take a break. Wacy Muscle, pleasure having you on, brother. And I'll talk to y'all ASAP another 10 minutes maybe.
Right on. We'll do it, man.
All right, Wacy, feel free to call back in, brother.
Yep, I'm going to go eat real quick.
All right, good enough. All right, Matt the Cat, you're on.
All right, back on.
All right, Matt. Well, lead us in. Tell us a little bit about these next two songs we're going to break out and play.
Yeah, I don't know how many's left. I think I sent you four of them. Played one, so you have three left. I got one. It's called "You Next to Me." It's a pretty good song. I even threw Ross Hill's name in there too. But it's a song about being on the road and stuff, and you know, people you leave back behind at home and stuff, and you think about them, and it's like, man, if I can just take him with me all the time where I go and just stay on the road, how much better it would be. But you can just pick the other one, man. Just whatever one, just pick one. They're all pretty good. I wrote them about in the same time, so.
All righty. Well, hey, there you go. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. We're going to break out with Matt the Cat and play some of the Muscle Shoals Alabama tunes here. You're listening to the Ross Hill Hour on MakingAid.com. We'll be right back.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting, all the nights you spend alone, and I could sure use your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights they get long. Come.
Hey, this is Lane Hartzog, and you're listening to the Ross Hill Show on Making8.com.
Heading down the road, just an old gravel road way back home. Shady Grove, just a little shady spot we hang out on. Singing songs, playing guitar until the sun was gone. When we were young, yeah, when we were.
Hey, this is Weasel, and you're listening to the Ross Hill Show.
Ah!
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, and you're listening to the Ross Hill Show on Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to the Ross Hill Hour on Making8.com. And unfortunately, you know what? because of the Alabama reception up there, we have lost Ross Hill. We're going to see if we can get him back on his own darn show. But you know what? That's just like Ross Hill. You know, we lose him on his own show. We're going to keep playing some tunes there from Rockin' Matt there. I'll tell you what, if you guys are listening to him for the first time like I am, I know you guys are having a great time. This guy knows how to break it down, and I'll tell you what, I definitely look to get some of his albums out there. I mean, the guy's got a voice on him, so, you know, y'all just keep listening. We're going to play Southern Way. He talked a little bit about it when we had him on the show at the beginning. We've only got about 10 minutes left in our show, so we're going to see if we can jump out there and get Ross back on the line with us. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Ross Hill Hour on Makin8.com.
I got a jug of peach moonshine, and I'm going fishing later tonight. Just me and my woman, yeah, in the pale moonlight. And we won't care when we get there if the fish don't bite.
What do you think, man? I got to tell you, I'm liking this cat you're bringing to us.
Yeah, he's definitely something to reckon with. He's a good hand on the guitar, and we appreciate him being around. I can't keep him playing enough.
All right, man. Well, hey, listen, we got Wacy back, and I believe we got another caller on the line. Looks like he's got the same area code as them Alabama boys, so we'll see who we got out there, huh?
All right, well, let's see it.
You're listening to the Ross Hill Hour.
Hello. Hello, come in. See, that must be an Alabama caller.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Is Wacy on there?
I don't think we got him. He's still munching on his Doritos or something. Wacy. Nope, he's a no-go. I tell you what, though.
I hit the pole.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, it's another day, it's another dollar, man. I got a dadgum witness here that's been trying to cut my shirt tail on me missing that deer. I don't know if you want his side of the story, but I think he wants to get it. So I'm going to hand the phone over to my good friend and partner in cowboy and crime. He's a good son buck, Andy Barnes.
It was late this evening. I was just about asleep in a deer hole when all of a sudden I heard four or five awfully shot heard off in the holler. It sounded like wind was going on. I'm not kidding you. And he didn't want to talk first. I said, "Here, dude." I said, "You get him?" And he said, "No, I ain't got no blood nowhere." I said, "Golly. He can shoot, man."
That's pretty daggone embarrassing there, man. I don't know. You know, that's not like the Ross Hill I know, but, you know, what you going to do, man? Every dog has his day, I reckon.
Hey, we've been trying to cut his shirt, Dale.
Tell him I'm on iron sights. Now, I want to end the story.
He was shooting with iron sights and it was getting close to dark.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? Excuses are like, you know what, everybody's got one, right?
Yeah. Hillbilly got some excuses for his deer hunt now.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, hey, see, we can't get him back on the line. We only got about 2 minutes left in our show.
Hey, I will say this. It's finally over, and I'm okay with it. And there's another year. There's some target practice in between.
I hear you, man. Hey, Ross.
Yes, sir.
We made it the whole hour, man.
All right, man. That'll work. It didn't seem that long. That's awesome.
I told you, man. Time flies when you're out here having fun.
Well, that's awesome. I want to give a recap to my highlight of the month. And as a witness, I got two witnesses here, but one of the awesomest bull rides I've seen this year for sure and in a long time is my good friend Sam Wilson. From down around Houston, Texas. Got on a bull this weekend, little downhorn black and a short go at the CBR in Memphis. And, I mean, this bull did gear it around there, and I'm talking about faded from the far left all the way to the past outgate in the middle, and I'm talking about was juicing it towards the end. Sam made one of the best rides I've seen, you know, come around here in a while. It's just solid, you know, it's kind of electric, and he just didn't let go and made a sure cowboy. So my MVP of the month, Sam Wilson. Congrats to your brother. I was going to try to get him on here and shoot, since we're running out of time. He's on the way back to Texas now, so I know he's in and out of service. So if he calls in here, good. But if he don't, we'll hear from him next time.
All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do it, man. We'll work on setting it up. We'll get it set up on here, and you know, we'll get you turned over. Hopefully, you'll have this show set up, man, and. We're gonna rock and roll with the Ross Hill Hour, man.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna get my computer working and everything. I'm gonna play with it here a little bit, and we'll get it figured out here sooner than later.
All right, man. Well, hey,
thanks all the callers, Scott. I appreciate you for working the switchboard for me and everything, and it just makes it a breeze for me, man, sitting around holding the telephone. What does technology come to these days?
Yep, no doubt, man, no doubt, for sure. But, hey, listen, man, we'll keep up with it. We'll let the fans know when we're going to be broadcasting again on MakingA.com. Definitely thank you for getting on here and jumping on and putting on the show for us, Ralph.
Hey, I enjoyed it. And to everybody, be blessed. Until next time, see you, bye.
All right, rodeo fans, that's going to do it for the Ross Hill Hour. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all catch up with us this next week. We're going to be back on the ranch with our Making 8. Broadcast. So that's right. You're going to have to hear me for the next hour or so coming up, you know, this next week. And I know I'm not as good sounding as Ross, but hey, you know, it's MakingA.com and it's all about the rodeos. That's what we're here to talk about. So until this next week, rodeo fans, y'all take care. Have a great one and we'll see you then.
This is world champion Rob Smets and you're listening to the Damned Old Ross Hill Show from Alabama.
That's right. That's pretty good.